Sabilla yesterday obviously hit the game-winning field goal. Let's go back, though. As when the Browns get the ball on the floor, you know it could come down potentially to a field goal. What goes through your mind, and what's your routine on the sideline at that point?
Well, automatically, the first thing I'm doing is get my mind ready to make that kick, regardless of what the distance is going to be. And so as the offense is moving down the field, I'm trying to prepare myself. Is it going to be a long field goal? What hash would he kick from? And start to gauge the elements of the stadium, and then just go through a couple kicks in my head, again, seeing a positive outcome, and just knowing that I can go out there and do it when the time comes.
After earlier in the game, there was kind of the bobble on the snap there and the extra point. Do you guys kind of get together, make sure everybody's on the same page like that, or are you on your own getting in your own mental preparation?
Yeah, I don't need to tell Christian what to do. He already knows what his job is. Spencer knows what he needs to do, and the same goes with me. Like, those guys don't need to tell me I need to make this kick, so I don't need to tell them to snap the ball.
Right.
So for all of us, kind of we get in our own zone, know that we kind of go back to our fundamentals, and that way when the time comes for us to perform, when we're needed, we go ahead and execute.
So at one point, it looked like there could be 8 seconds left. The ball had been on the 39, about a 56-yarder. So what are you thinking at that point, thinking you might have to really go out there and boot one?
Yeah, it's the same mentality I have when we played New England. You know, it's one of those kicks at the end of the game where you're going to let it all hang out. Just give your best effort and know that it's 57 yards, a big kick. But I've got it in me, so I felt really confident going out if I had to go out there.
So then the throw goes down to the 11. You're coming on the field. The game is on the line at that point. You're ready to kick it through. Talk us through your mindset as you walk on the field. What are you thinking about? And then how did it feel when the ball actually went through those uprights?
It was interesting because we called a timeout and the referees were taking their time. So I kind of got a little testy with the referee to make sure he was speeding it up because I don't know what he was doing. But we were ready to go. We were locked and loaded. So once we got the guy to blow the whistle, for me, just going through my paces, knowing that I was going to have to speed up the operation because he had a really good edge rush. We got him one time on a kind of a set call, and that we ended up drawing the penalty.
Right.
So we knew we were trying to slow him down, but game winner, you know, they're going to have their hair on fire. So I knew I had to speed the routine up, and a great snap by Christian and great hold, and so we went ahead and executed.
Once you win, what's it like on the field? What were you guys doing? Any words with anybody? You and I know you and Spencer are always giving each other big hugs, etc.
Yeah, it was just one of those things that you can't really say anything. It's too loud, and it's a memory that you store away for the rest of your life. And the adrenaline rush is like no other. So it's one of those things that when I'm done playing football, those are the things you miss.